Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. Our radio listeners will know that we have come to the last two verses of the third epistle of John, the concluding verses, and in these last words of John, we learn something about the value of the written word, the value of the spoken word, and the value of the social word. And I have already covered the first one and a good bit of the second one, and we're ready to conclude that second one and get into the third one on the broadcast today. The words are as follows. I had many things to write, but I did not wish to write to you with pen and ink, but I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face. Peace to you. Our friends greet you. Greet the friends by name. The value of the written word, of course, is seen in that first phrase, I had many things to write to you. And in short, though John altered his original plan to make this epistle shorter than what he first envisioned, nevertheless, he was not willing to just lay aside the written word and to communicate everything personally. He did plan to come and speak to them face to face, and that enabled him to write less than otherwise he would have, but it did not allow him to write nothing. And so in that we see something about the value of the written word. There are some things that need to be communicated in writing. But secondly, we see the value of the spoken word. I had many things to write, but I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face. And that's where we left off on the broadcast Friday, and I will take it up again in a moment. But I pause to welcome you to this Monday, August 19 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and to express my deepest thanks to those radio listeners whose financial gifts keep us teaching God's Word on the station. The value of the spoken word. The Apostle John says, but I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face. He was intending to visit them soon, and the purpose of his visit was primarily to be able to communicate with them face to face, that is, personally. One-on-one conversation. A personal presence of John, no doubt, in addressing the entire congregation, preaching to them and talking to them as one man to all of those who were there. And this reminds us of the need for personal verbal communication, though it is true that some things need to be communicated in writing, it is just as true that some things need to be communicated in person. There are times when nothing will substitute for the written word. Wise is the person who knows when that is. But there are other times when nothing will substitute for the spoken word, verbal face-to-face, person-to-person communication, and wise is the person who understands when that is. And one of the reasons for that, and we covered this on the broadcast Friday, is because verbal communication not only communicates the words, but also communicates the attitude behind the words. You can read words on a page, and you can read all kinds of attitudes into those words. You can read anger. You can read Hostility, you can read kindness, you can read all kinds of tones into the words, same words, but you can't really tell the attitude, the mindset, the tone that was in the person's mind when they were writing those words. That can't be communicated successfully in writing. But face-to-face, you do both. You communicate the words, but you also communicate your attitude, your tone, whether it's harsh, whether it's soft. And this is very important. In some cases, this is vitally important. But there's another reason for face-to-face communication, and that is to be able to obtain immediate feedback and to address misunderstandings. When you're talking to somebody personally, you can generally tell whether they understand what you're saying or not. You write to someone, send it off. They read it. You don't know if they understood it or not, unless they reply, which sometimes, of course, they do. But in face-to-face communication, you can, number one, you can often tell by looking at them, by seeing their face, whether or not they are understanding. And number two, you can pause and ask, do you understand what I'm talking about? Do I need to clarify? And give opportunity to clear up misunderstandings and concepts that are not completely clear immediately. And you can do that in face-to-face communication in the way that you cannot in writing. I can do this from the pulpit, as can all preachers. Sometimes I'm communicating something, and I can just tell by the look on people's faces that many of them just don't get it. Hardly ever is there a time when everybody doesn't get it. But there are some times when clearly a lot of people don't get it. Most of the time, nearly everybody gets it, and generally, the impression is that what I'm speaking is clear and the congregation understands it, and there may be a handful of individuals that are struggling with it, but I may not necessarily recognize that because you can't see every face all the time. But when you have a lot of people who are struggling to understand the concept, you can immediately clarify. Well, I can see that that wasn't clear, so let me state it to you another way. You can do that in face-to-face verbal communication, but of course, in written communication, you cannot. So there are times when this is just important. Not all of you, of course, are going to be public speakers, but many times this one-on-one verbal communication needs to take place in personal conversations for any variety of reasons, but particularly when there is an issue, a misunderstanding that needs to be straightened out. It's tempting to do it by writing because that removes you from the tenseness of the situation. And there may be times where that's entirely appropriate, but I assure you there will be times when the only way to really make progress is to sit down with that person face to face. But that moves me now to the third area, which is the value of the social word. The value of the written word, I had many things to write to you, but I do not wish to write to you with pen and ink. The value of the spoken word, but I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face. But finally, the value of the social word. And where am I drawing that from? Well, from the final words here. Peace to you. Our friends greet you. Greet the friends by name. What is that all about? Well, this is a social benediction. Peace to you. And interestingly, the you here is singular. Now, it's more common to say grace to you. That's found frequently, particularly in Paul's epistles. But here it's not grace to you, it is peace to you. But peace is very applicable. There was a Christian greeting developed from the Hebrew word shalom, which is the Hebrew word for peace, and it became commonly used by Christians in John's day. The word shalom, as some of you already know, is commonly used both for hello and goodbye. And it is a word that expresses desire for well-being, that you might have the benefits of peace, which of course begins by having a relationship with God, a right relationship with God. And Christ promised peace to his disciples, those who trust in him, a peace that cannot be destroyed by church bosses like Diotrephes, who's previously been discussed in this epistle, or by what's going on in the political world, in the place where you live that may have a lot of political turmoil. And these things tend to disrupt our peace, but they don't need to and shouldn't if we are rooted in Christ and walking in a close relationship with him. But we don't tend to say shalom to people. We tend to have other words of greetings, have a good day, and so forth. But what are these? Well, these are words that have social value. They are a way of establishing and maintaining friendly social relationships. If you speak to someone, hello, how are you? Just a common everyday social greeting, and they don't respond. They just maybe grunt and walk right on by you. That communicates something. that's pretty hostile. That's pretty tense. That's pretty abrasive. What I'm saying is, if you refuse to enter into the common social greetings of your culture, then you create tense relationships. You create hostile relationships. You say, well, I just didn't feel like speaking at the moment. I had my mind on other things. But I'm trying to impress upon you the value of social words, social communication. We have talked about the value of the written word. We've talked about the value of the spoken word. And now we're talking about the value of the social word. And we see John using these common social exchanges at the end of his epistle. And he wouldn't do this unless there were some value to it. If this is meaningless, if this is without value, then certainly the Apostle John wouldn't bother to do this. Just say what's on my mind about Gaius and Diotrephes and Demetrius and close the epistle. That's it. Goodbye. Sincerely yours, or whatever it is. And even see, that's even a form of social communication that is particular to our culture, but these kind of things are important. And your unwillingness to participate in this communicates some kind of anger or hostility. So we learn, if we're wise, to interact with people according to these common greetings, these common sayings, these common exchanges and interchanges that are around us in our society, because they have great value. And the omission of them carries great liability. And so John says, I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face, and then what? Peace to you. Our friends greet you. Greet the friends by name. Well, we'll come back to this a little bit more on the broadcast tomorrow, Lord willing. Until then, Greg Barkman saying, good day. May God give you his eternal peace.